What are you doing? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Nobody's ever seen anything like this.
I was wrong.
It never ends.
Absolute failure.
Simply waits for you to fail. Simply waits for you to lose.
You must fail. You must fail.
To fail, to fail, to fail.
Yes!
Well, you can't stop me. I am everything that's mediocre. And I get off on it, thinking about it.
But it's too late now.
You think you're gonna have a problem?
I am failure.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody could write an app that would identify all the psychopaths among us and let the rest of us just kill them?
I'm going to turn this into a game.
Giant.
Perfectly replicable obstacles.
Error.
Which pulls the corners of the mouth back and up into a smile. Mistake.
What is required to create a meaningful life for people who are not needed?
Not just unemployed. Unemployable.
People who are not needed.
I smell bad.
People who are not needed by our society.
Shoot me! Why don't you shoot me? I want to die! Shoot me! Kill me!
No.
I'll make you kill me!
Thinking as a collective. Traumatic.
He was right about that.
Kill me!
A gorilla can learn how to use a microwave.
Kill me!
You will become what you think about most. Whether it's true or not.
Why bother? A reward. Enjoyable. While hooked up to the biometric monitors. Failure seems to be more emotionally rewarding. You can attempt to kill anyone else who is playing the game. However, you will have no idea who else is playing the game. Transparent bowling balls with monkeys inside them. hooked up to the biometric monitors, floating in outer space. Of the facial muscles. Mistake.
No, Mrs. Tucker, everything will be okay.
If I stop crying, I'll get the job.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Help him to give up. Self-preservation. Help him to give up.
People who are not needed.
If you'll just stop crying.
Help him to give up. Give up, give up, give up.
You will. You will. Give up. You will. You will.
So maybe this sounds fun, but you're still thinking.
You will. You will. You will. You will. You will.
And then you will die.
Wrong.
One thing we know for sure about Donald Trump is he will never unequivocally concede. He might not even leave the White House. But one way you know Trump knows the endgame is near is that, with a few exceptions, we've barely seen or heard from him. In fact, today, Trump called into a fake hearing Rudy Giuliani and Pennsylvania Republicans held in a hotel ballroom. And one of his lawyers put him on speaker, held the phone up to the mic, and let him ramble incoherently about overturning the election results.
I really appreciate being asked to speak. And I'm in the Oval Office right now, and it's very interesting to see what's going on. And this was an election that we won easily. So this was a very sad to say it. This election was rigged, and we can't let that happen. We can't let it happen for our country. And this election has to be turned around because we won Pennsylvania by a lot, and we won all of these swing states by a lot. If you were a Republican poll watcher, you were treated like a dog. Why wouldn't they overturn an election? Certainly overturn it in your state, because we have other states that are just as bad. And they talk about closed circuit television, except you couldn't see it because the picture was so unclear. You didn't even know what they were doing. They could have been playing a baseball game. So I really appreciate it, and the country appreciates it. And we have to turn the election over.
Now, I've definitely done that with my grandparents. Just put them on speakers so you can wander away and do chores while they complain about the lawn bowling league they're in. Also, you can't tell because he's wearing a mask, but that's actually Rudy Giuliani. I'm just kidding. Rudy could wear 100 masks and you'd be able to tell it was him, you know, because he's the only one leaking. Seriously, it's hard to describe just how pathetic this is. Trump's begging them to overturn the results of an election, but just lazily calling in on a speakerphone. Usually, he at least wanders out to the White House lawn to bark at reporters like an auctioneer drunk on cough syrup, but after he lost the election, reporters hadn't seen Trump in what felt like a record amount of time.
We have not heard from the president on this. We haven't heard from him at all. He hasn't taken our questions in over 2 weeks.
And while it didn't solve any of the problems that are ingrained in our society, it was such a relief not to hear his voice. For a moment there, the whole country felt like that moment when the guy jackhammering outside your apartment all morning long finally takes a coffee break. You could hear the birds again. Because you can mute Trump on Twitter, but you can't avoid every screen on Earth. Even with the sound off, watching Trump was stressful. But 2 weeks. 2 weeks for a man who clearly loves talking to cameras. I mean, what's going on? I'm guessing someone has to crack open his bedroom door every day at 2 p.m. and say to a lump of blankets, Mr. President? Mr. President, do you want to talk to the American people today?
No.
We think it would be a good idea.
Is COVID cured?
No. No, not yet.
Do we win Michigan?
No. We lost it again today.
Yeah. Maybe we'll win it tomorrow. Hey, can I ask you something?
Sure, Mr. President.
Is Rudy a bad lawyer?
Yeah. Yeah, we think so.
Yeah, I think so, too.
So now the president's lawyer is in the midst of a legal fight he can't win on behalf of a client who no longer trusts him. Here to tell us what this all means is the president's personal lawyer himself, Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining me. Now, there's a lot to talk about, sir. The first thing...
Hold on. Stop. Before we start the interview, I have to ask, are you a Borat? Because legally, you have to tell me if you're a Borat.
No, Mr. Mayor, I'm not a Borat.
Oh, good. Let me turn on the microphone I've hidden in my pants. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Ah, good. Then my crotch is working.
Let's get right to it, sir. Have you lost the president's trust by spouting so many unfounded conspiracy theories?
I haven't lost his trust. It was stolen. Just like all the votes that were stolen by the socialists at Euro Disney. And it's not just Mickey Mouse. I have a signed affidavit swearing that there was a single Dalmatian who voted 101 times.
But sir, all your claims about voter fraud have been debunked.
Oh, I'm not quite sure what debunk means. It probably means it's not bunk, right?
No, it means they are bunk.
Big words, Stephen. No lawyer can understand this stuff. Not even my brilliant legal partner, Robert Mondavi, Esquire. Thank you, counselor.
Speaking of your legal partners, you even fired one of the attorneys from last week's press conference, Sidney Powell. Is there anyone left who's helping you defend the president?
Oh, of course. We've already replaced Sidney Powell with an even better lawyer, a young woman named Elle Woods, who went to Harvard Law to impress her ex-boyfriend.
Mr. Mayor, I'm pretty sure that Elle Woods is Reese Witherspoon's character from Legally Blonde. And also, you talked about my cousin Vinny last week. Are all your legal ideas just stolen from movies?
Stephen, you can't handle the truth! Did you know that the rigged voting machines used in this election were actually robots sent here from the future? It's all here in my legal filing. T2 Judgment Day. Skynet is on Hunter Biden's laptop. Hasta la vista, baby. You know who said that? Hugo Chavez.
Mr. Mayor, your legal arguments clearly aren't working. So aren't these continued claims of election fraud just weakening faith in our democracy?
Sorry, Stephen, I couldn't hear you. I was having my first drink of the day.
Sir, that is clearly not your first drink.
Well, if you're disputing the results, I demand a recount. One. Two. This state is going red.
Mr. Giuliani, you were once a respected figure in American politics and law. Aren't you worried about sacrificing your reputation for a president who now says you look like a fool?
A fool? Does this look like a fool? No, I am cool, calm, and coherent. I'm America's mayor, baby.
Sir, do you have hair dye on your face again?
Lies. I don't use hair dye. When I hit capacity, my body excretes Merlot. It's not embarrassing. It's convenient. Here now. I'm getting notes of leather and blackberry.
Isn't this exactly the kind of behavior that has made the president distance himself from you?
The president hasn't distanced himself. He's being dragged away from me into the ethereal realm by the ghosts of the dead voters from Pennsylvania. I'm coming, Mr. President!
I'm drinking from boredom and I'm bored with failure. I fail to see where I'm going, but I know I have to go. I'm sucking inspiration inspired by these failures. I fail to know it for sure, but I know I have to go. 'Cause I won't turn back. It won't work to start again. It won't work to start again. No, I won't turn back until the very end. I've got great expectations, expecting future failures. Fail to agree to the key to this misery, but I won't turn back. It won't work to start again. It won't work to start again. No, I won't turn back until the very end. I'm not buying time, I'm giving it away. And if I had a time for every time I ran away, I'll still be the same.
This is how the lame duck chose to spend his final Thanksgiving at the White House. He threw a world-class Trumper tantrum from behind a tiny little desk.
If the Electoral College votes for Joe Biden, will you concede?
Well, if they do, they made a mistake, because this election was a fraud. Just so you understand, this election was a fraud. So, no, I can't say that at all. I think it's a possibility. They're trying to look between you people. Don't talk to me that way. You're just a lightweight. Don't talk to me that way. I'm the president of the United States. Don't ever talk to the president that way.
Don't you dare speak to me the way I speak to everyone else. Sitting at a little baby desk screaming, "You can't talk to the president that way." This is how I want to remember him. That desk he was sitting at has. It's been used by many presidents to sign bills, but usually they're surrounded by a group of people, so you don't notice how little it is. It looks like he went back to visit his old elementary school. Last time I was at a desk like that, I had my head down and we were playing Heads Up, Seven Up. The future former president was also asked about his plan for his final turkey day in the White House, and that went about as well as you might guess.
Mr. President, do you have any big plans for your last Thanksgiving at the White House?
Well, we don't know what is last. If you look at what's going on, you have to really take a look at what's going on. They're finding tremendous discrepancies in the votes, and nobody believes those numbers. Those numbers are incorrect numbers. So I can't say what's first and what's last in terms of is this the last one or is this the first one of a second term. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what happens. Next Thanksgiving, you will be at Mar-a-Lago. Still screaming about the election and eating creamed spinach alone. We are on day 27 now of Squattergate. Trump still hasn't made a concession speech. He continues to dispute the results of the election. Last night he wrote, "No way we lost this election." We might have to file a restraining order against him. Trump gave his first post-election interview yesterday. He called into the always sycophantic Maria Bartiromo show to make a cornucopia of unchallenged false claims.
I was called by the biggest people saying, "Congratulations, political people. Congratulations, sir, you just won the election. It was 10 o'clock and you looked at the numbers and I'm sure you felt that way. This election was over." And then they did dumps. They call them dumps, big, massive dumps in Michigan and Pennsylvania. And all over.
Yeah, when you get to his age, a lot of your conversation is about the size of your dumps. But
if there's one thing the president knows, it's big, massive dumps. He's taking one on democracy right now. He just can't stand the fact that he's number two.
The state of Arizona certified a win for Joe Biden today. They also just finished the recount in Wisconsin. The recount in Wisconsin cost the Trump campaign $3 million, and the result of the recount was Biden picked up 87 more votes. Money well spent. No president has ever lost one election so many times, but he could be coming back for one more. Not only is he reportedly planning to run again in 2024, he's floating the idea of launching his campaign during Biden's inauguration week because, of course, I think he should do it at Biden's inauguration, at the inauguration itself, run up, grab the mic, and complete the transformation into full orange Kanye already.
The temporary president explained the stakes of the election that is already over.
If I wasn't here, Antifa would be running this country right now. They club people over the heads when nobody's looking, and then nobody talks about it. It's a disgrace. It's absolutely a disgrace. And if I'm not here, I'm sort of your wall.
So he's gone from build the wall to I am the wall. I'll give him this. He's dumb as a brick. Then the president speculated that the conspiracy that he was making up was coming from inside his own administration.
This is total fraud. And how the FBI and Department of Justice, I don't know, maybe they're involved, but how people are allowed to get away from this with this stuff is unbelievable.
To be clear, the president is implicating the Department of Justice in a conspiracy with Biden and I think Venezuela to commit electoral fraud. Now, you'd think the DOJ would want to respond, and you would be right, because today we heard from Attorney General Bill Barr. This afternoon, General Barr told the Associated Press that the Justice Department has not uncovered evidence of widespread voter fraud that would change the outcome of the 2020 presidential election.
Barr also appeared to throw a jab at Trump, saying there's a growing tendency to use the criminal justice system as a sort of default fix-all when people don't like something. They want the Department of Justice to come in and investigate. Oh, man, if Bill Barr had a neck, Trump would totally be ringing it right now. He did call him into the White House. What's left of Trump's legal team immediately put out a statement that said, "We have many witnesses swearing under oath they saw crimes being committed in connection with voter fraud. As far as we know, not a single one has been interviewed by the DOJ. With the greatest respect to the Attorney General, his opinion appears to be without any knowledge or investigation of the substantial irregularities and evidence of systemic fraud." Wow. So Bill Barr is part of the conspiracy, too. It goes so deep. Did you have any idea it went this deep, Guillermo?
No, Jimmy, no.
Are you even listening to any
of this? I am listening to you, yes. I am listening to you, yeah. I am always.
This is William Barr has been one of Trump's most obnoxiously loyal allies throughout. Emphasis on lies and allies. This would be like if Thelma turned on Louise.
Barr went out of his way to discredit one insane claim that the president's lawyers have been pushing about a Venezuelan voting system being programmed to give the election to Biden, saying there has been one assertion that would be the claim that machines were programmed to skew the election results. And DHS and DOJ have looked into that. And so far, we haven't seen anything to substantiate that, adding, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. Fraud on a scale, also known as the president's annual physical. The president's chances of overturning the results were always next to zero, but those chances just moved to downtown zero town.
Everything needs less than zero.
Because yesterday, Arizona and Wisconsin certified Biden's win, which means that the president has failed to stop the vote certification in all six states where he contested his defeat. Yeah. So that's 0-6 in the certifications and 0-3 in recounts, and he hasn't won a single fraud case. He is undefeated at losing. He is the Michael Jordan of playing baseball.
CNN is reporting that one of Trump's closest advisors said the president sees the writing on the wall, which is good. What wall is he seeing it on? The one he didn't build to keep the caravans out? I'm glad he finally sees the writing. I guess once he lost Wisconsin 5 times in 10 days, he realized the end might be near. Not only has Trump lost the election, he even lost Pat Robertson, who, if you don't know, is the 400-year-old host of the 700 Club. Pat nearly died coming up with this football analogy explaining what's going on.
When the game is all over and the total has been posted, he says, "I'd like you to change the score." And the people say, "No, the game's over. You've lost." That's what we're dealing with here, folks.
So many worthy places to send your money on Giving Tuesday, and none less so than the Donald J. Trump Election Defense Fund. Uncle Scam has been raking it in. He's reported that he's raised $170 million doing this since the election. For what? I don't know. He knows the results aren't going to be overturned, but I guess he saw an opportunity to make money. It's like setting up your bake sale outside of Curves, you know? But maybe that's the reason he won't concede. This is day, 28 of Squattergate. He's still rousing rabble in the various swing states, but the future is not rosy for the president.
So, yes, it's Giving Tuesday, okay? And I'm as they call it, a very strong philanthropist, okay? A lot of people have said I put the rapist in philanthropist, okay? And as you know, you probably don't know, you're not very highly educated, I can tell you that. But philanthropy comes from the Greek. Mike, every time I say Greek, he says he loves tossing Greek salads. He loves the feta. Right, Mike? It's our great vice president. You're not going to have another one like him with Koala Bear Harris. But philanthropy comes from phila, which is Greek for love, and rapist, which is what I am. So the love of rapping, okay? That's why I'm such good friends with Ice Cube and Kanye and you're not. But I want to strongly urge our country on this great day of philanthropy to give to a few charities that we have highlighted on the White House website. Of course, there's Dr. Ben Carson's Doctors Without Morals. We urge you to strongly go there. Great cause. We ask you also, a lot of people do cleft-lipped thing. Very gross. We've started a different, more important charity, which is called Augmentation for the Breast Denied. And my daughter Ivanka, by the way, one of our first recipients of this great charity. We give the joy of tasteful double Ds to people who've gone without them for so long. It's a real tragedy. And third is No Child Left Behind, a charity that helps teenage girls, okay, who've fallen on hard times. It was endowed by our late great friend Jeff Epstein. So we're helping so many people with those charities. So please give what you can, but not you, because your paper's failing. So you probably don't have a lot of money. But do it strongly today. It's called Giving Tuesday, and we'll see what happens.
I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.